So the State of Arizona Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting for June 30th, 2020, being held telephonically, will come to order. Director, will you please note the roll?
Absolutely. Board Member Zimmerman, absent. Board Member Klein, absent. Board Member Saleem.
Present.
Board Member Lahavi. Board Member Tan.
Present.
Board Member Hayden, absent. Board Member Fitzgerald.
Here.
Secretary Fontes.
Present.
And Chairperson Williams.
Present. All right. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the Acupuncture Board of Examiners meeting. As this is a teleconference, I will ask that each member identify themselves prior to speaking so that all votes can be done through roll call by the executive director. The first item on the agenda is the declaration of conflict of interest. Okay. None noted, so we'll move on to the next agenda item. The next item is the review, discussion, and approval of the board meeting minutes. And I see we had three in our packet, February 26th, April 3rd, and April 9th. I have reviewed those and did not find any discrepancies. Was there anyone else? Is there any discussion? Okay, is there a motion?
I'd like to make a this is board member Fontes. I'd like to make a motion to accept all three.
All right, is there a second?
This is board member Fitzgerald. I'll second that.
Okay, motion by board member Doc Screamer and I'm sorry, Mario Fontes, and board member Fitzgerald seconded to approve the February 26th, April 3rd, and April 9th teleconference meetings. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, so the final vote is five approving the minutes. Passes unanimously. The director will record the vote. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding applications for licensure and certification. Director Jerminski, can you provide a summary, please?
Absolutely. And board members, these are all individuals who have applied for licensure during the period between the last meeting and now, and whose has been reviewed by staff here, including myself, and found that they met the minimum qualifications for licensure. And so their license was approved pursuant to the board's authorization. So all these people have been licensed to practice items A through G. And then we have six new auricular acupuncturists as well, items H through M, all of which have been approved by your delegation. So this vote would be for you to ratify the issuance of licensure and certification.
All right, is there any discussion? Is there a motion?
This is board member Fitzgerald. I will make a motion to ratify the applications for licensure and a regular certification.
Very good. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Very good. Okay, motion made by board member Fitzgerald and seconded by board member
Saleem,
thank you, Scott. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, so the final vote is five in favor, none opposing, so it passes unanimously. The director will please record the vote. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda for the ratification of renewal and licenses and certificates by the executive director. And I believe that's what we just happened. Are there any nothing to be removed by consent? The next item on the agenda is review possible action and discussion regarding changes to statutes or rules.
And Chairperson Williams, if we could just have a vote to just ratify all the license renewals and certificate renewals for item six, if that would be possible.
Of course. The applicants are considered routine and have been previously addressed by the board. They will be passed by one motion unless a member of the board requests that an item be removed from the consent. Are there any items to be removed from consent? Is there a motion?
This is Board Member Fontes. I'll make a motion to accept the ratification.
Great. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right. Motion made by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member Celine to approve the consent. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. So it looks like the ayes have it. It passes unanimously. The director will record the vote.
And Chairperson Williams, do we have another board member who's joined us on the line?
This is Tali Lahavi. I don't know how to mute when it's from the call.
Okay, so welcome, Board Member Lahavi. Take a note, Director.
How do I mute it?
I can mute you, and it should provide you with instructions on how to unmute yourself, because I won't be able to unmute you.
So, if you're on a call, I believe the muting mechanism is star six, but I could be wrong.
I'll try it.
Looks like it worked.
Very good. Thank you, Board Member Spring.
Thank you. That worked.
Very good. Welcome, Board Member Lahavi. All right, so the next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding changes to statutes or rules. Director Jaminski.
And board members, this is just a review. We did have our last legislative session. Unfortunately, because the legislature ended early due to COVID-19, our bill for auricular acupuncture and some updates to the definition of acupuncture and a few other things died simply because the legislature wasn't doing any more business. So it looked like we had a lot of support for that bill, and I'm just bringing this back to you to make sure that the board still wants me to pursue that into the next coming legislative session, because we're coming into July, and now is the time to start getting people's attention again. Or if there were any other items that you wanted me to work with to change for statutes or rules.
So a point of clarification, Director Jaminski, does that mean that we start completely over in the Senate, even though we pass unanimously through the Senate, or does it just go straight to the House?
Correct. It could start in either the House or the Senate, but it has to go through both houses again.
Well, that's certainly disappointing. I don't see any cause to not move forward. I would like to see this continue getting back on track. I don't know if we could possibly get the same sponsors again, or I would imagine that there will be just a floodgate of things that are going to be coming to the legislature this next year. So it's going to be a little more trying time than it was even to get this far.
I agree. And this last legislative session, they were saying it was planned to be making records on how many bills are introduced. And so, with all those now being pushed off, plus the new items for another year, I imagine it will be a very busy session.
Well, Director Jaminski, I definitely would appreciate you trying regardless of the fact that your job probably got a little bit harder, but I see no reason to stop our trajectory.
Very much agreed. Any other discussion? Anyone object to this moving forward?
Just one question. This is Board Member Celine. Is there any additional legislation that might be necessary that the board would like to consider pushing along.
Director Jaminski, are you aware of anything?
Was it just a matter of doing what we did last session, trying to do what we did last session?
I would be happy to go through our statutes and rules and look for other areas where there's opportunity for cleanup. Certainly, there's nothing that's coming to mind specifically at the moment, but there's always, you know, places where we can tweak things to make it more clear for the licensee and applicant and easier for us to administer the rule.
That's fine. I was just wondering if there was anything that had jumped out that we needed to try to undertake. That's all.
You know, that's an excellent question. Thank you for bringing that forward. All right, so is there any additional discussion? Is there a motion?
This is Board Member Fitzgerald. I'll make a motion for Director Jaminski to continue to get our legislation or our bill passed through the House and Senate.
And is there a second?
This is Board Member Tan. I'll second that.
Very good, thank you. All right, motion made by Board Member Fitzgerald to move the legislation as it was designed forward and seconded by Board Member Tan. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right, excellent. So it was unanimous that it was all aye. So we'll move this passes unanimously and the director will record the vote. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding fee and continuing education waivers related to COVID-19. Director Jaminski.
Absolutely. And board members, this is just on here for, and it'll probably be on here every month until the board decides to make a different decision. But just to re-review the board's decision to waive renewal fees and continuing education requirements during COVID-19. You're not required to waive fees or renewals, continuing education requirements, but you have, and a lot of our licensees have been very grateful for that because it's been a very difficult time for many of them. And so this is just on here so that you can re-review that and make sure that it's still appropriate given the current circumstance.
Very good. So is there any discussion?
This is Board Member Tan. I just wanted to ask Mr. Jaminski, is there any financially, what kind of situation are we in terms of this situation?
Absolutely. I can pull up a couple numbers here for you.
And while we're at it, Director Jaminski, if you can explain, it's the situation of the healthcare emergency, and how does that? Do we have any prospect on how long that is going to last, as opposed to the state of emergency?
So the fee waivers are contingent upon the order that the governor and Department of Health issued. It's contingent upon those orders rather than whatever the numbers are outside of that for COVID-19. As far as how long that will continue, I have no idea, simply because, we were going toward, opening the state more, and just yesterday that's changed where we're reducing some contact and bringing us backward just a little bit in order to control the spread of COVID-19. And so as far as how long that's going to last, that's anyone's guess, unfortunately. But the board, has the power to, remove the fee, put the fee back, and do whatever during this time period because of those orders. My understanding, having spoken with our legal counsel, is that we're still okay to have the fee be waived during this period. But that's totally up to the board. As far as numbers, we have waived, I think it's 117 renewal fees That's a total of $32,175 in fees that have been waived by the board. Let's see here. We currently, as about mid-May, end of May, we had $152,000 in the fund balance. And that's a decrease from, we had 189, I want to say, just before all this happened. So yes, it is affecting our fund balance. But, you know, I think we're still okay for a little while longer.
Okay. And how long have we had it in place now?
So, I've waived all fees from April 1st forward.
April 1st. Okay.
And this is only renewal fees. It's not initial applications or, you know, duplicate licenses and, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. And just confirming that, you know, the option for us to waive it is there, but the option to reduce the fee is not there necessarily. We couldn't, like, for example, 50% cut the rate or anything. It's, you're in or you're out on that statute, right?
My understanding is that is the case, that we can only waive it or not, but that may be a question for Seamus as far as whether there may be other options for that.
Okay, thank you.
Seamus, is that anything you care to comment on?
We may
have Sorry, I must have been the private guy you muted. you know, David is absolutely correct in his answer to that question. As far as I know, from my read of the documents, there wasn't anything in there that spoke to that specifically. So it's really just the fee waiver, no reduction in fees.
And we can do more research on that between now and the next meeting if that's helpful to you. But I believe that is the case, that it's just all or nothing.
Would it be possible for you to prepare like a forecast of renewals anticipated versus funds on hand and see how long that this can continue? Because obviously it feels like the right thing to continue at this point, mm-hmm. since everyone is in a very precarious situation.
Absolutely. And just, you know, some, you know, really fuzzy math for you here is we have 678 acupuncturists. That's $275 renewal. So that's $186,450. So, you know, we had 189, so we could go for about a year to get to zero.
And we would still have an influx of new licensees and duplicate fees and small amount.
Yeah, duplicate fees and copies of records, that sort of thing. It's a very minor amount. It's mm-hmm. just a drop in the bucket. But yeah, absolutely. And so obviously, I don't want to get down to that point. I suggest mm-hmm. probably if we get to, you know, half of our fund balance or something like that, that we may want to readdress the issue entirely. But
agreed.
This is Board Member Celine. Yeah, I would echo that. I would sort of like to come up with a more concrete point at which we decide, we need to rethink this strategy. And what that amount is, I mean, I'd be happy to work with David or with anyone else to help develop that number, but I'd like to have some kind of number that we say when we hit this number at the end of a given month, this is when we need to start considering the future. That's all.
Yeah,
I think that would be a very, very welcome contribution if you're willing to do that, Board Member Celine. Do you agree? Director Jaminski?
Oh, absolutely, and I'd welcome any assistance Board Member Celine could offer.
Thank you, Board Member Celine, for that, and David. I think that there's really no way that we can continue onwards without having a little more concrete data.
Right. Well, very good. Is there any additional discussion? Is there a motion, please?
Do we need to make a motion in this instance?
Now, this is Seamus Monahan, Assistant Attorney General. Yes, you're going to want to make a motion directing Director Jaminski to accomplish what you want him to accomplish.
I feel like I understand the direction the board wants me to go and what's necessary. And so as far as, you know, what's needed for me, you know, direction wise, I don't need a specific motion, but absolutely, if you'd like to clarify that in the record, you can certainly do so.
I'll leave that to the discretion of the board.
All right. Well, just for clarification then, for future direction, would anyone like to make a motion?
This is Board Member Fitzgerald. I'll make a motion to direct Director Jerminski to put together a forecast financially for how we are able to move forward, or how long we can continue waiving fees for our licensees and people certified. Hope that was good enough.
Sounded great. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. A motion made by Board Member Fitzgerald, directing Director Jerminski to put together a financial pro forma for the length of time that we will be able to continue to waive fees and bring back some recommendations, and then seconded by Board Member Celine. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, very good. So that is five board members in favor, so it unanimously carries, and the director will record the vote. The next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding continuing education course approval for mindfulness-based stress reduction and relaxation. It was quite a thorough overview of that course. I think it was 20-some pages long. So is there some, Dr. Jerminski, would you like to provide an overview?
Absolutely. And this is a continuing education course that has been approved by the board for several years. They come back each year for a new year of approval. And it's basically the same packet as has been issued each year. And so just the question for you is, you know, how many hours do you want to give it? And there would have to be, I think, since it had been approved basically every year for the last five or six, there had to be a reason why it had changed or something in order not to approve it, basically. So
historically, how many hours has it been approved for?
Oh, that's a great question. I should have had that in front of me. I apologize. Let me pull that up real quick.
I'm curious, while Director Jerminski pulls that up, I noticed that there's a 45-minute body scan homework given for, I think, like 9 different nights or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to know if that's included in what they've previously been approved for their numbers.
Board members, Chairperson Williams, board members. So this was a conversation the board had last year when they reviewed this application. It had previously been approved for 30 hours before that, but after reviewing the application, the board decided to approve it for only 29 hours. We need 15 hours for license renewal with the state, and the hours don't roll over into the next year, so it's kind of overkill as far as it goes, but our rules indicate that it should be approved for actual contact hours. So, you know, 29 hours would be appropriate for this course.
This is Board Member Fontes. As I stated last year and every year for lots of years, I've taken it. It's a great class. I'm all for it.
I can't think of a time when mindfulness-based stress reduction would be more appropriate for anyone. All right. Is there any additional discussion? Would anyone care to make a motion?
This is Board Member Fontes. I make a motion to approve the mindfulness stress based for continuing education.
Very good. And is there a second, please?
I second. This is Board Member Lahavi.
Very good. So motion by Board Member Fontes and seconded by Board Member Lahavi. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Vote passes unanimously.
And Chairperson, I apologize, Chairperson Williams and Board Member Fontes, that was approved for 29 hours. Is that correct?
29.
Thank you for the clarification. All right. Very good. Next item on the agenda, review, discussion, and possible action regarding Executive Director's report. Director Jaminski.
Absolutely. Chairperson Williams, board members, just, you know, really briefly, like I said, we had about $152,000 in the bank, as it were. Our fund balance is depleting because of the fee waivers, and so I'll work with board member Selene to put together a projection as far as how long that could go. We have, just informationally for you, statistics-wise, we have 678 acupuncturists and 37 auriculars. So all that is up from last year. We have 715 total individuals who are regulated by the board. And just informationally for you, in fiscal year 2015, we had 593 total people regulated by the board. So our numbers are increasing for acupuncturists in the state, while auriculars are increasing a little bit more slowly for compared to the acupuncturists. We have one complaint pending, and that should be on the next meeting, whenever that is. We're waiting for some additional documentation to come in on that item. And otherwise, our cash flow analysis and so on was in your materials for you to review. And, you know, as far as the board office goes, you know, we're both working at home and in the office off and on, depending on the need. Melissa's in the office a couple days a week, every week, and I'm in the office as needed, you know, depending what the need is. And we're planning on doing that basically into the foreseeable future with what's going on with COVID-19. We, you know, our acupuncturists are expressing a lot of gratitude to the board for the fee waivers. I think that's been really helpful to a lot of individuals who are hurting due to COVID-19 and the health crisis right now, where they're not treating as many patients or they're not treating any patients. And so they're, you know, for a lot of them, they're having to restart their career in many ways. So that's been very helpful to them. There's obviously some frustration from individuals who, you know, because we're not physically in the office every day. Response times are a little bit slower than they used to be, just because we're not there picking up the phone every second of the day. But we try to get back to everybody within 24 to 48 hours. And for the most part, we're pretty good at that. So our initial applications and so on are a little bit slower than normal. Not on our part, but we're receiving less of them than normal. I think everyone's kind of hunkered down in their states and so on. And there's not a lot of moving around in the country going on. And otherwise, I don't have a lot of update for you, but I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
This is Board Member Fontes. I think it's great that you guys are able to field phone calls and carry on some semblance of normalcy from home.
Great comment. All right. Any other discussion or comments for Director Jaminski?
No, thank you for the report.
So is there a motion to accept the report?
Is that a thing?
Chairperson Williams, I don't know that I specifically need a motion for this. It's more just informational for the board, unless you had anything specific you wanted me to do.
Nope, it's just on my notes page. There we go. Thank you. All right, the next item on the agenda is review, discussion, and possible action regarding future board meeting dates and times. Director Jaminski.
And board members, you know, we do our traveling show every year, where we go to Flagstaff in August and Tucson in October. Obviously, all of us traveling up in a big van together to Flagstaff or Tucson is probably not in the cards due to COVID-19. And so basically, our two remote meetings, I'm going to assume, have been canceled for this year. And we'll plan to, you know, take those back up as soon as it's practical and safe to do so.
Sorry, Alex, you're on your own.
Yeah. So, otherwise, we are planning for the August 26th board meeting, unless something else comes up in the meantime.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any additional discussion?
Is that August meeting going to be a teleconference as well?
For now, I think we can anticipate all of our meetings being, you know, like this one. Until, you know, the numbers for COVID-19 reduce to a point where it makes more sense to be together in a small room.
Good point of clarification. Thank you. All right. So the next item on the agenda is the call to public on non-agenda items. There, we only have our private caller there, and we know that. That is Seamus. So move forward. Are there any items that board members would like to place on future agendas?
And Chairperson Williams, I have something that I don't know if the board wants to, and this is might be for the discussion on statutes and rules also, but I don't know if the board wants to look at into what its process is for electing officers. It seems like every year we do it a little bit differently, and I don't know if we want to codify that so that it's a really clear process every year and say this is how we do it, this is the ballot procedure, this is the voting procedure, this is the nomination procedure, and so on. And I don't know if that's something that you want to put in rules or if you just want to make it kind of a board policy, and we can do that into the future.
That actually is a very, very good question. Are we aware of what other boards are doing? Do they have that protocol established in place, or is it kind of a loose?
The answer is yes. every board's a little bit different. Uh-huh. Some of them, I imagine, are very rigid in the way that they do it, and some of them are very much like us, where it's just kind of a, you know, depends on, you know, how the board is that year. So
rolling for that year, sure.
But I'd be happy to research what other boards are doing and come up with some suggestions.
I would love to know what other boards are doing. Is there anyone else that has any comments or input for Dr. Jabinski in putting that information together?
This is Board Member Celine. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I would put it in rule. That might be a pretty cumbersome mm-hmm. process, but maybe board policy would be appropriate. I don't know what the thought is of others.
Comment well taken, sure. Other comments? Yeah. I think at this point then, Director Jabinski will go ahead and do some research with the thought process that perhaps there is a tendency to go towards just board policy and not rule, and that would be probably a little more fluid place to be able to have that reside.
I'll absolutely do some research and have it to you at a future meeting.
Okay, very good. Any other business? Okay, well, there being no further business, I call for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Very good. Second?
I'll second that motion. This is Board Member Fitzgerald.
All right, very good. So motion by Board Member Celine and seconded by Board Member Fitzgerald to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, it passes unanimously. So the director will record the vote. The time adjourned is 12:37 p.m. according to my computer.
Good to talk to you all. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Yes. Thank you, board members.
Thanks, everyone. And David, thank you so much for all your hard work from home and everything.
Thank you very much, and to Melissa too.
Oh yes, David. Melissa, of course.
Yes, and I like your new glasses, Melissa. They're very, very stylish. All right, sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Very nice one.
We'll see you, I guess, August.